under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line as usual in this time slot, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
I did a story. I was sent photographs of a threatening letter from an attorney representing the American Federation of Teacher Union in the Onaway School District area over some Facebook posts and some comments made at a public school board meeting talking about a school teacher and a few citizens pushing the LGBTQ plus queer alliance, blah, blah, blah. This story, I don't know anything about it at all, but the information came to me. And it was interesting that this attorney is citing the new MCL 600.2911, MCL 600.2911, talking about people's feelings, threatening a potential lawsuit if a retraction was not made. Proof of publication of said retraction and deletion of all posts, both in person at the next school board meeting as well as on their social media pages. And I know that you guys are having an issue going on in Otsego School District regarding a particular employee that was hired. What's the status of all that that's happening in your area there in the Otsego School Board area?
So last I knew, so let me first ask this question really quick. This email that you're referencing, was this a private individual that was making these Facebook posts?
Yes.
Okay. So with regards to what was happening here in Otsego County with Gaylord Community Schools, they did hire a trans person to work at the Kindergarten Elementary Center, North Ohio, I believe. Less than 60 days after that, this person resigned and really didn't cite any reason, which kind of gave speculation to why this person was hired. You know, and listen, you know, this person could have just had a better offer come along, you know, so who really knows? But there, what really was upsetting to people was not so much that, you know, the school board had hired a trans individual. It was the manner in which they went about it, which was not very transparent. And, you know, some folks and some parents believed, and a few school board members believed, that this person wasn't qualified for the position given. And then they took issue with this person being in an early learning environment, which I think that there, you know, there is a legitimate argument to be had on that, at least reasonable adults can agree, I always try and say.
Right.
And that so as of right now, I believe this individual is no longer employed by Gaylord Community Schools. They were here, I believe, less than 60 days. So that is about all of the information I have. But it has stirred up a whole lot of things, you know, at our school board, mainly around this code of ethics that was ultimately passed. And a few of the school board members haven't signed it because it's, you know, it's ultimately it's non-binding. So it was just kind of a silly resolution, sort of a virtue signal sort of thing, which I have a feeling we're going to see a lot more of.
Absolutely. And could end up playing a factor, I think, in this upcoming school board elections. They're going to be on the ballot in November. I know there's new members, new people talking about running and filing to run for these positions. And this could actually, I think, be a conversation people have at the door when they go door knocking.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. Okay, short break. Word from our sponsors, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. A couple of text messages coming in. Absolutely agree with Ian. in the unscientific poll that I did before the top of the hour news, I asked a very simple question. Yes, text me Y for yes and for no. If you think this is an issue people would like to know about at the door when people are door knocking, campaigning for these school board races, 47 text messages, every single one of them was a yes, not one N. And you confirmed it. And actually, why is it that we're having to deal with these type of issues in public schools? I don't understand, with the low test scores that we have, Northern Michigan, the SATs, Scholastic Aptitude Tests for seniors going into college, 1,600 in potential score. Average median score in Northern Michigan schools, 960. These kids are getting a D on these tests for aptitude to get into good colleges. Why is it we cannot get the public schools to focus on teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic, getting the kids to be able to test better on these aptitude tests? Why is this such a thing in our public schools, in your opinion?
Well, that's a great question, and let me preface this by saying that whatever I say next, I am a product of public schools.
So am I.
So having said that, what I actually believe has been going on has been happening for a long time. I mean, I graduated high school here in Gaylord long, long time ago, and I didn't necessarily know what was going on then, but I can certainly see exactly the trend that has been happening for a long time. And the move is away from the Socratic method of teaching and more to this memorization, right? So there really is no critical thinking happening in some of these classrooms. Now, I'm sure people are going to get upset with me for saying that, but listen, there are a ton of amazing teachers out there. A lot of my friends are great teachers, but what they're teaching is what is being given to them and handing down to them through curriculum that boards approve, that state boards approve, all of these things. So when you're talking about door knocking and these issues coming up, and especially when we go all the way back to the beginning of our conversation and the ATF, the Teacher Federation, I should say, coming in and suing somebody over Facebook posts. This is an attack on freedom of speech, the First Amendment, right? We always say there's a reason why it's the first one, because it's one of the most important, followed by 2A. There is a huge attack going on free speech. And a lot of these issues are activating Republicans, libertarians, independents to show up to these school board meetings that are implementing policies in which you can speak at school boards, right? So Gaylord instituted one during COVID times where you have to fill out a card ahead of time. And if you don't get your card in by the time the meeting starts, you don't get to speak. I've taken issue with that with them a couple of times to the point where I almost wanted to file a suit against them. But, you know, some people think I'm litigious enough as it is. But the point is, people need to be held responsible, and transparency is monumentally important when discussing these things. And when you're going to knock doors and talk about them, people really want to know where county commissioners stand and where school board candidates stand.
Absolutely. And I think the main focus, again, has to be on the fact that these are public schools being funded with public taxpayer dollars. And I'm sorry, but if you poll parents or taxpayers in a certain school district, I don't care if it's Gaylord, I don't care if it's Onaway, Petoskey, Sheboygan, whatever, I think if you actually ask the parents of the children that have these kids in these schools, is this something you feel they should be teaching in the public school? I got to believe overwhelmingly the huge majority would be saying no. It's a complete waste of time. It's a distraction. I don't want my kid exposed to that. I just got one text message, a three-year-old going to a preschool daycare, basically, situation. Three-year-old came home and talked to her daddy about, do you know I could be a boy if I wanted to be, and you could be a girl, daddy, if you wanted to be? And he's like, where did you get that from? It was a teacher's aide at a daycare preschool. It's like, really?
Yeah, it's happening everywhere. People kind of want to deny it and not talk about it, or, you know, it's socially unacceptable to try and have a conversation about it. But what also needs to be said is that parents are complicit in a lot of this as well, right? So if I can defend the teachers for a moment, they are being asked to do things in a public classroom environment that they never signed up for, with more kids in those classrooms than ever before, right? We can talk about funding later, but these teachers are being asked to do things a lot like us employers. We're now more counselors than bosses or employers. We have to take on, you said, feelings earlier. There are so many feelings that are coming around that these children don't know how to express in a meaningful way because they stare at screens all day long, right? They're not outside playing. They're not out having exploratory, communicative, interactive things happening with the other kids in their community. Just not in the way that they were 20, 30, even 40 years ago. That is where this social fabric is starting to tear apart. And I take issues with my friends that are raising these kids that are now graduating high school and going into college or graduating college. You failed them by not paying enough attention to what was going on in school. So don't be so upset when they come home and they have what you might think are crazy ideas.
Well, and the other aspect of that is how will it affect their ability to be hired? I saw a picture, a lady sent it to me. This young, I think, woman, shaved head, piercings in both eyebrows, piercings in the nose, piercing in the lips, tattoos not only on her arms and chest area, but also on her face. And I'm like, okay, so this individual comes in and applies for a job. How are you exactly going to be able to utilize that person in your business when you're dealing with the public? And I mean, I'm not discriminating against this person. I'm just saying, is that somebody you want representing your business and interacting with the community? Is it something that is acceptable in our society? Or would people find it repulsive and question your judgment even in hiring this person? I don't understand the thought process.
Yeah, it really depends. You know, as an employer, I'll say it really depends on what job they might be looking for. As a person that owns a restaurant, I will tell you that some of my favorite people to hire, and this might sound kind of odd, and this might even sort of be a democratic sort of lean or take on this.
Sure.
Some of my best employees are former prisoners, people that spent time, not just in jail or county jail, but like, so for example, two of my best employees both spent time in prison. They paid their debt to society. They got out. They better themselves. They're driving nice new vehicles. They have good paying jobs. These are the people that I actually sort of look for now, because I know that they've been through the challenges that maybe some of these other individuals haven't. So I will sort of not really stick up because you're not really denigrating them. But as a restaurant owner, some of these – listen, I've got a fellow that has his head tattooed.
Yep.
And if you've ever had my brisket, he's the dude that is smoking our brisket 5 days a week, and he crushes it. He's an amazing individual, and I love the guy. Yep. I've known him for the better part of 20 years, but irregardless, I take your point. If you're hiring somebody that has gigantic hoop, like, you know, in their nose at the dentist office, that may be putting off a certain demographic of your customer base. I completely understand that. Yeah. And those individuals don't seem to have much awareness about that. But they want to express their feelings and make it somebody else's problem instead of realizing, well, maybe I'm not most appropriate for the reception position at a dentist office.
Exactly, exactly. Want to get a follow-up with you because April 9th is fast approaching. Are there any changes, anything happening in the legal world that is going to change the events going to take place on April 9th?
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you brought that up because we've had some communication with Judge Hunter's clerk regarding what else is on the docket for the day so we can kind of plan oral argument accordingly, right? So this is what this hearing is about, is oral argument on the motions. In doing so, what we found out was that there are a couple of other things on the docket after our hearing scheduled at 2 o'clock next Tuesday. What the clerk did mention is that there is an arraignment earlier before us, and if we want, that we can come over at about 1:30. So as of right now, I believe that is the plan, instead of 2 o'clock, is to get over there a little bit earlier in order to give both parties enough time. Now, what's kind of entertaining about this is the counsel for the Health Department of Northwest Michigan said, well, 20 minutes or half an hour is about enough time for both of us, I think. And actually, he tried to say that the judge stipulated an hour apiece, but the judge actually never stipulated that. So just some hilarity kind of ensues. But it looks like we're going to be having a luncheon here. We're kind of calling it a tailgate party, if you will. My attorney will be here. Drew Spanning, who is on my podcast with me a lot, he's going to host a quick little Q&A with us, and then we're going to head over to the courthouse for our hearing open to the public. And it will be on Judge Hunter's YouTube channel, which we'll promote plenty of time ahead of that.
Excellent. Yeah, because I plan on driving over early next Tuesday, a week from today, and I'm actually going to broadcast from your restaurant there, get off the air at noon, and then be able to participate and watch. I want to see exactly what goes on in the courtroom, how it's handled. But most importantly, are they trying, the health department folks, their attorney, are they trying to shorten the amount of time the judge is allowing, or are they trying to extend it?
They're not trying to shorten it necessarily. They're just trying to say that we don't need any more than X amount of time, or both parties don't need any more than X amount of time. And he's not necessarily wrong, but it's just sort of entertaining in the way that they, you know, kind of go about it in these emails. And I've got the emails, but the good part is that, you know, we will have plenty of time to discuss what has been happening and what we would like Judge Hunter to do. And again, he has these arguments in front of him already. Now it is just our opportunity to reinforce these arguments in a proper format, not via Zoom, in person. So usually my attorney has kind of his long format, his middle format, and his short format. So really what he was trying to find out is which interpretation can he go with?
And I think it's
which version? Yes, exactly. So it'll probably be that middle one, which usually tends to be the best one.
Good, good, good. So making it public record, getting it into the courtroom, as far as the records go, it'll be made public then at that point. And is the judge going to be making a decision next Tuesday, or will he be taking this under advisement and getting back to you guys?
I would highly doubt that he's going to issue a ruling from the bench. Now, that doesn't mean that he couldn't. It's well within his privy to do so. But usually, in the case with our last one, he issued it within, I believe it was within 10 days. It might have been a week. And that was a great ruling. And there's no way that he wrote that in that amount of time, because his ruling was a federal Supreme Court style ruling. It was brilliant.
Wow. Pretty impressive. I want to be able to give the website out again for people to order online for carryout. What's the best way to do that, sir?
IronPigSmoke.com. And listen, Trucker Randy, man, we just dropped a new menu April 1st yesterday. Not a joke. We've got pierogies. We brought back conies. We've got firecrackers, Texas Twinkies, pot stickers. I mean, all kinds of new fun stuff on this menu.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, we're looking forward to next Tuesday. You'll be down in your little area, and I'll be up in the restaurant, and we'll be doing the show live. And come join us next Tuesday, April 9th. We greatly appreciate you, sir.
We've got a brisket buffet that's going to be had. Brisket for the brisket buffet for that day, so come on over.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, brother.
On the hour newsbreak. We'll be right back.